Welcome to Technogram, LinkedIn's podcast channel where we talk to industry leaders and learn about their inspiring stories. Today we have Al Patel, who is the Regional Channel Director for Middle East and Africa from Hitachi Vantara. Al, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Janice.
It's your second time on Technogram.
It is, yeah.
And it's your first time at LEAP, but...
It's the first time at LEAP. It's not the first time at LEAP for Hitachi Vantara.
Right.
It's not the first time at LEAP for some of my colleagues.
Okay.
But it certainly is the first time at LEAP.
So, from your conversations that you have met, from whoever you've met at the show, what are some of the recurring themes that you keep hearing? I'm sure AI is one of them.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, the first two letters out of everybody's mouth is AI, right, from that perspective. When you delve a little bit deeper, it gets very interesting. From a customer perspective, I think the budgets are now going overwhelmingly towards customer deployments and customer use cases, whereas up till now, the spend has been going towards internal use cases and proving it internally. And some of this can be quite costly, right? Because I think that whilst there's a rush towards AI, once people finally realize often what the cost can be, then it can be a little bit of a surprise. It's not that they don't need to do it. It's just it can be quite a surprising thing. From a partner perspective, I think many are consulting with customers. Yet the deployment of use cases and the creation of use cases, etc., is a little bit slower than I think people would have anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the state of the market right at the moment. So I've no doubt that investment will continue and accelerate. I'm quite sure the number of use cases deployed will increase, but that's where what customers and partners are saying at the moment.
Okay, that's interesting. And you're right, we hear a lot of this as well in our conversations. What are some of the updates from Hitachi Vantara over the last 6 months or so?
Yeah, so I think, you know, people may be familiar that we've released our AI platform.
Yes.
So that's called IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And what that really helps people do is to create and deploy those use cases that we spoke about. So, you know, underneath the layers, we have a compute platform with GPUs, and we have storage has an extremely fast parallel file system, which actually keeps up with the GPU.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the tests that are being done by NVIDIA, for example,
yeah,
we're much more ahead of where they expect us to be from that perspective. So there's a level of future-proofing built in, and trust that we will at least keep up with the GPU from that perspective. But it's a platform that, as I said, allows customers and partners to create and deploy those use cases. I think the interesting thing from a Hitachi Vantara perspective is our history. So, you know, as a 110-year-old company, our history started in industrial roots, and then we verticalized very, very quickly. So we are, you know, in many of those companies, sister companies that we represent, we are either one or two in the market. So what does that mean? It means that we have great technology that's coming out of Japan, for example. And on the other hand, we have a high degree of skill sets and knowledge about certain vertical markets where we have deployed use cases. So we've come at it from two angles: the great technology and also the use cases. And I think that's what's attractive to our customers as well. And then, of course, you know, VSP1, the virtual storage platform one, that's deployed. It's a very scalable environment for customers in terms of compute and storage. And there again, it scales from enterprise all the way to mid-market. Okay, from that perspective, and can be deployed in a hybrid cloud model. So, you know, if customers want it deployed in a consumption model, they can. If they want it deployed on-premise, they can. Private cloud, they can, right, from that perspective. So that assurance is there from the customers that, one, it's scalable; two, it's very robust; three, it's highly secure, because it's one thing managing a lot of data, but it's another thing securing it and making sure that if anything were to happen, that you have a huge amount of resilience, but also you can recover very quickly as well. So I think, you know, that the technology is rapidly evolving to meet customers' requirements and to start delivering those customer outcomes and the customer use cases as far as AI is concerned.
Okay. And as when you talk to partners, what kind of response are you seeing from them in terms of Hitachi's solutions and offerings?
Yeah, so I think that, as I said, I think one of the things I see is that it's the breadth and depth of the technology and what it covers in terms of their requirements. I think the second thing is the highly flexible nature of the technology in terms of the consumption models, etc. So customers can grow small, start small and grow as their requirements.
So even from the partner's perspective, when they talk to customers, these are the features that they try to...
Correct, yeah. And then from the AI perspective, of course, as I said, we approach it from two angles. We have great technology, but we also have use cases because of our industrial heritage and the vertical market expertise we have. So some examples would be finance and insurance, healthcare, transportation, particularly in the rail networks, etc. And of course, energy, you know, where we have deployed energy grids here as well. Well, Hitachi has.
Okay. Can you give us some insights into how do you see the tech market evolving the next few quarters, I would say?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting because it seems, and it was the same with digital transformation, and of course AI is a form of digital transformation, it's the next stage. So whatever seems to be happening generally across Europe, it seems to be happening a little faster here.
Right.
So what we see is the acceleration of the investments into these new areas. And no doubt AI and robotics and data will see the its fair share of investment. But again, security around that data as well. Getting insights out of data. So, you know, customers have pools and pools and pools of data, but they also need to get insights out of it, etc. So, you know, these are common themes in the market. But then, of course, there's investment is one thing, but the acceleration is another. And, you know, as I said, everyone here is talking about AI. Everyone is either investing or looking to invest in AI. And the interesting thing now being that investments are going towards customer use cases as opposed to proving internal use cases.
Thank you, Al. That was very interesting and some great insights and takeaways. I think the main theme that we can conclude is that AI is here. And even though there's a long way to go, it is picking up speed quite fast.
It is, yeah. And it will be the and then there will be the next wave of AI, right?
I mean,
it will be two different letters, but you know, it will be the next wave of AI. And the acceleration and the investment towards AI will continue, I'm sure.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.